Task 2. You will hear 5 short extracts featuring healthcare professionals talking to colleagues at an international conference. For questions 6 to 10, match the nursing role in options A to H to the speaker. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers. Speaker 1.
This particular patient had told me she was determined to have a vaginal delivery, but her labour was not progressing. Her contractions weren't strong enough to dilate the cervix fully. At one point, the fetal heartbeat went up to 180 beats a minute, so I alerted the on-call obstetrician. He immediately decided she needed an emergency caesarean, and she was rushed straight to the theatre. And now, despite the fact she's got a healthy little boy, she's made an official complaint.
Speaker 2.
This particular patient was in her 80s, but had decided to go up a ladder and pick some apples. She fell and landed on her head on a concrete path. Luckily, the neighbour saw what had happened and called an ambulance. She was rushed in and diagnosed with a fractured skull, severe concussion, and intracranial bleeding, so she was sent to us for monitoring. I wasn't expecting her to make it through the night, to be honest, but by morning her condition has improved, and the next day she was transferred to the elderly care ward. I later heard she'd made a full recovery.
Speaker 3.
It was really scary. The patient suddenly went into anaphylactic shock on the operating table and suffered a cardiovascular collapse. It turned out she was allergic to one of the muscle relaxants she'd been given before the operation. I'd never seen that happen before, but we'd been taught about it on my course and my training kicked in. I maintained the airway while my colleague injected her with adrenaline at 10-minute intervals.
Speaker 4.
This particular patient started coming to us for dialysis around 2 years ago. She'd been on the transplant list for ages and she was beginning to give up hope. Her daughter did everything she could to find a live donor, including a huge Facebook campaign. Then we heard that one of her neighbours had been tested and was a suitable match. She had the transplant 2 weeks ago and I nursed her before and after the op. I got quite emotional when we said goodbye.
Speaker 5.
It was so sad. She'd been living at home all that time because she was determined not to end her days in a nursing home. Then one day she noticed a lump on her breast and eventually she was diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. But she was so weak by that stage that they decided she wasn't suitable for chemotherapy or radiotherapy. So then she was sent to our ward and I nursed her until she passed away. She was so lovely. I really miss her. I used to sit up with her every night, holding her hand, and she'd tell me wonderful stories about when she was a little girl.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
This particular patient had told me she was determined to have a vaginal delivery, but her labour was not progressing. Her contractions weren't strong enough to dilate the cervix fully. At one point, the fetal heartbeat went up to 180 beats a minute, so I alerted the on-call obstetrician. He immediately decided she needed an emergency caesarean and she was rushed straight to the theatre. And now, despite the fact she's got a healthy little boy, she's made an official complaint.
Speaker 2.
This particular patient was in her 80s, but had decided to go up a ladder and pick some apples. She fell and landed on her head on a concrete path. Luckily, the neighbour saw what had happened and called an ambulance. She was rushed in and diagnosed with a fractured skull, severe concussion and intracranial bleeding, so she was sent to us for monitoring. I wasn't expecting her to make it through the night, to be honest, but by morning her condition has improved and the next day she was transferred to the elderly care ward. I later heard she'd made a full recovery.
Speaker 3.
It was really scary. The patient suddenly went into anaphylactic shock on the operating table and suffered a cardiovascular collapse. It turned out she was allergic to one of the muscle relaxants she'd been given before the operation. I'd never seen that happen before, but we'd been taught about it on my course and my training kicked in. I maintained the airway while my colleague injected her with adrenaline at 10-minute intervals.
Speaker 4.
This particular patient started coming to us for dialysis around 2 years ago. She'd been on the transplant list for ages and she was beginning to give up hope. Her daughter did everything she could to find a live donor, including a huge Facebook campaign. Then we heard that one of her neighbours had been tested and was a suitable match. She had the transplant 2 weeks ago and I nursed her before and after the op. I got quite emotional when we said goodbye.
Speaker 5.
It was so sad. She'd been living at home all that time because she was determined not to end her days in a nursing home. Then one day she noticed a lump on her breast and eventually she was diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. But she was so weak by that stage that they decided she wasn't suitable for chemotherapy or radiotherapy. So then she was sent to our ward and I nursed her until she passed away. She was so lovely. I really miss her. I used to sit up with her every night, holding her hand, and she'd tell me wonderful stories about when she was a little girl.
That is the end of task 2.